Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from the Georgia Economic Developers Association, in having a great time in Savannah, Georgia. This is a great event. People are excited to be here, and we are so excited to have this next guest, Randall Toussaint, and he is the Economic Development Director for the City of Johns Creek. Welcome, Randall.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm so excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us a little bit about your role and how you're serving folks in Johns Creek.
Sure. I'm our city's economic development director, and my role is to help recruit new companies to move into our community and then to help the local companies to grow and expand. And then I focus specifically on implementing a few of our city council's key priorities, like developing our brand new town center.
Now, what brings you to this event? Why is this event important to you and being part of the GEDA?
Oh, I've got to tell you, GEDA is an incredible organization. It really brings together both the economic development professionals from the local areas within Metro Atlanta, as well as rural Georgia. And, you know, I've been coming to this convention for quite a while now, and it's been instrumental in my career and then also with building relationships all throughout the state.
Now, some of the purpose of our show is to talk about being involved in associations. So has being involved in associations impacted your career in a positive way? Is that something that's kind of a thread throughout your career?
Absolutely. You know, I think there is an opportunity to learn when you go through through trainings or through an academic curriculum. But through associations, you're able to ask those questions that aren't classroom based. You're able to learn from those who've done this before and have really cut their teeth in the profession. And I've benefited tremendously just from those relationships, that tutelage and that guidance.
Now, I think for young people, being involved in associations is really instrumental. And I don't know, are you seeing that today as well, where young people are embracing, getting involved, volunteering, taking leadership positions? Because I think it could impact their career and accelerate their career if they do it right.
You know, I couldn't agree more. You know, in the post-quarantine era that we're in now, it seems as though more young people are wanting to figure out ways to become more engaged, but also want to do it in a way that's more meaningful than ever before. Mm-hmm. And I think through associations, we're able to collaborate and explore how the different committees within each association can really dive into tapping into that need. I think with GEDA, it's a great example. As we speak right now, there's a new member orientation that's going on. And mm-hmm. then immediately after that, they're going to have a luncheon that's going to bring in the old timers such as myself, and then allow us to just collaborate and chat with them and give them some guidance just on their trajectory within the field.
Now, do you find this association very collaborative? There's a lot of kind of everybody helping each other, or is it kind of not that way?
No, this is built as a collaborative organization. I think this particular conference is one that everyone circles on their calendars, just so that way we can make sure we are all in Savannah for the annual conference, so that way we can connect with one another. And you'll see the sessions that they host are very, very lucrative and give great information. But the real interesting thing happens outside the sessions, you know, in the hallways as you're walking through the area and talking with folks who might be in a rural community, but have already figured out some of the solutions to some of the things that we're seeing in the Metro Atlanta area, and vice versa. So it's definitely collaborative. It's also collaborative in terms of the range of partners that are here. You'll see folks from the state level at the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and then the local municipalities, as well as county level. And every single one of the players are needed in order for a prospective company to make the decision to move into a community and create jobs and capital investment. So this conference is a great way for all of us to just get to know each other even before the deals get started.
So for you, what is kind of something that'll get you high-fiving your team at the end of this conference, saying that, hey, we did it?
Well, you know, crab cakes, that's the first thing.
We are in Savannah, Georgia.
Low country boil, crab cakes, now we're talking. But I think for our team, you know, Johns Creek is a community that's focused on healthcare, wellness, and innovation. For us, you know, we're trying to attract more companies that are kind of focused on that innovation trajectory. And we're also working on redeveloping some vacant sites. And for me, the big reason I was looking forward to this conference was to chat with a few folks who've already done that, not just in the metro area, but also in the coastal area down here in Savannah. And, you know, for a high five moment for our team will really be being able to come back home to the city of Johns Creek with some great best practices and some examples about how things like public-private partnerships and collaborative approaches to economic development have already demonstrated huge returns.
So for firms that are outside of Georgia that are looking for a place like Johns Creek, what's kind of your elevator pitch to them of why they should consider Johns Creek?
Yeah, Johns Creek, it's interesting. We're just outside of the city of Atlanta. We're outside of the perimeter there, but we are only a community that's been in existence for about 15 years. We just had our anniversary not too long ago. Even though we're only about 84,000 people large, or our population's only about 84,000 people, rather, we are the ninth largest city within the state of Georgia. So that just shows the amount of growth that's happened in our community. But we're also ranked among some of the most affluent communities within the nation. We also have some of the top schools within the state of Georgia. And we have a great quality of life, a great place to do business. And for us, as we start to grow and attract more life science and wellness and innovation firms, our goal is to grow, but not at the expense of really what the community has become known for and what our residents hold dear.
And if they're looking for employees, the talent level is definitely there, right? Between the universities and the people who are living there and might be working right now for another organization, there's a lot of smart people that are living in Johns Creek.
It's so true. We are the we have the largest concentration of IT and wellness innovation professionals within the Metro Atlanta area. And Metro Atlanta ranks among some of the top areas in the country for that. The other interesting thing is because we're the home of Emory Johns Creek, which is a learning hospital that's focused on innovation and clinical trials and really dives into kind of that technology component of healthcare. We have one of the largest clusters of medical office professionals within the state as well. That has allowed us to be a strong hub for talent in a wide range of areas. So things like engineering, robotics, technical skills, mechatronics, those are all taught not just in the region's technical colleges and universities, but in our local high schools, which has helped them to become some of the top-ranked high schools in the nation.
Now, can you talk a little bit more about the healthcare IT scene there? There are so many companies in that vicinity that are in healthcare IT. When you come to a Johns Creek, you have access to a ton of organizations, enterprise level, as well as startups. If you're a startup in anywhere in the country, you should consider relocating or at least having an office there, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Call me. you know, we, just like you said, we have a wide range. You know, when you start thinking about like the manufacturing side of the life sciences sector, names like Alcon, which used to be Ceva Vision, come to mind. They make 93%, I believe it is now, of all contact lenses that are sold throughout the United States. They do a lot of third-party labeling for other countries. Their largest manufacturing center is in Johns Creek, as well as their research and development facility. I mentioned Emory before, but just in between Emory and Emory Johns Creek Hospital and Alcon's facility, we just landed, and the governor of Georgia was so gracious in announcing it. We just landed Boston Scientific's new $62.5 million facility for research and development and logistics. So they're starting to get rocking and rolling in Johns Creek. And then on the smaller startup level, we now have partnered with the local Chamber of Commerce to launch a small business center that can actually help folks go from having an idea to developing a business plan to partnering with the larger companies that are within our area. So call us. Johns Creek, I think, is definitely open for business, and we love working collaboratively with folks who believe in innovation and want to try to test out products and ideas.
Now, are you seeing that as a trend, more and more economic development organizations creating these kind of incubators and creating kind of a path for a startup to kind of be born, as well as to partner with the other kind of cluster folks that are in there, as well as the university? Especially, you have such a great ecosystem there.
You know, we are seeing that as a trend, but it's beginning to change. You know, I would say COVID really was a catalyst for the change. Prior to COVID, many communities who had incubators had startup incubators that were focused on really gardening the growth of,
like, kind of growing your own.
That's right? It. Yeah. The homegrown local business owner who had an idea and wanted to see if they could evolve it. I think now the trend that we're starting to see take off is that there needs to be an additional step after that, where there has to be some nurturing and incubating, and then also some additional add-on resources to connect the companies after they become startups to both the financial resources that they may need in terms of venture capital, as well as innovation partners. And one unique thing about the state of Georgia is we're home to quite a few number of Fortune 500 level headquarters who all have innovation centers, mostly concentrated within the Midtown area of Atlanta. And, you know, even as a suburban community in Johns Creek, we're recognizing that many of our startups can take that leap and, you know, begin some dialogues with some of these larger Fortune 500 companies about how their innovative product could actually contribute to the growth of a Fortune 500 company's solution-oriented focus around their problems. And I think that's the direction we're starting to notice these incubators and accelerators going into. It's like it became something more than just a place where you can get your how to start a business guide. And now it's evolved into, well, let's see who we can collaborate with.
Right. To take you to the next level.
Yes, sir.
So what do you need more of? How can we help?
You know, for us, the big thing I think that we're really hoping to do is just get a sense of what the future of healthcare is looking like. And the only way to do that is to listen. So our goal is to listen very quickly and go on learning sprees about what's happening in the market, what trends are taking off. And we would love to chat with anyone that's really working within the technology sector that has a healthcare focus, and just learn what they're experiencing at the moment. The other thing that we're trying to do is to make sure that as our community grows, we've got a great story, and we just have to get the word out about it. I have been doing all that we can in order to make sure that we're shouting Johns Creek from the rooftops. And I think the next step for us is to really do more things like this, have dialogues about the community and talk about our unique strategy.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more, have more substantive conversation with you or somebody on the team, what is the coordinates?
We are on all platforms on social media, and then you can also check us out on our website at www.johnscreekga.gov.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you in a few at Association Leadership Radio.